Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Here's your drinks.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just drink it. Record, dude.
Can you just drink it?
Are we on?
Just drink it.
Yeah.
On what? What are you talking about?
Dude. Get on the table.
Yeah, let's get on it, dude. Let's get on it.
He did it.
Wing Wednesday.
Okay. Are we doing wings?
Huh?
Oh, wings first?
Yeah.
Sounds good, dude.
Who wants to start?
Me.
Bob, you want to start?
Yeah.
All right. Well, lay it on me. Gently.
There's a little backstory.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
As you may know, I work at a car dealership. This is news to you.
Okay, cool.
I work at a car dealership. I work in the auto repair section. And it has become more and more and more and more and more apparent to me that people don't know shit about cars.
True. Yes. Including me.
To the very basics. To the very basics, though.
Yes.
Do you know your car needs an oil change?
Yes.
Wow, that's one up from some of these people.
I currently do need an oil change, so
oh my God.
Stop coming at me.
My wing.
I need one so bad.
My wing is that alongside a driving test and the basics that you learn that way, you should have to take a car maintenance knowledge test.
That's actually not the worst idea.
Because
it should be in the test.
Because a lot of people are borderline in danger when these cars come in.
No, yeah. I've seen plenty of videos.
Not to like be that person misogynistic or anything. This is just like a fact, pretty much. Young girls don't know anything about their cars. To the point where you get a first car, it's not going to be brand new, it's going to be a used car, and they drive into the point where it's borderline dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, shocks blown out. But the biggest one is the brakes.
Oh, yeah, they get so good.
My car is making, like, this scraping noise. It didn't do that a couple days ago, I don't know. Yeah, you don't have brakes, there's nothing left. It is metal on metal. Your car will not stop soon.
No, I like that idea, though, of taking a basic test of, like, how many miles, like, your brakes last, like, how many, like, basic miles.
Well, that's
like
not something you can generally say because it's all on driving, like,
true
tendency. But
isn't there, like, a consensus of, like, how long your brakes should last you before you
a general idea, but it's, like,
same with tires, same with oil changes,
just,
like
basic stuff. Like, hey, if your car's making a scraping noise when you're hitting the brakes, you probably need brakes.
Yeah.
If you're... You need your oil change every 5,000 miles, or you're going to need to buy a new motor, and so you're going to be
$4,500
in the hole. If your car bottoms out when you hit a bump, you need shocks. That's my wing.
I like that.
Pissing me off this week. Because the big thing, in the area where I work, there's a lot of wealthier, older people.
Okay.
And the sad truth is, these old ladies come in after their husbands die, and they don't have a fucking clue what they need to do.
Yeah.
And they end up leaving or needing with a $3,000 bill.
That they can't afford.
That they
you feel bad.
Can't afford or just didn't know was going to come because they don't know about their cars. And it could have been prevented by spending like...
over here where he works, dude. Come on.
Spending like $400 a year before instead of... $3,000 or something. That's my wing. You can
I like that wing.
Speak as you will.
I think having even just not even a separate test for the maintenance, I think just adding that to the test, car maintenance.
Yeah, but not every state has a test. Like,
really?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, let me take that back. Not every state has a class in high school. That's what Isaiah said, at least. He said in PA they don't have a class.
Yeah, but I think you still have to take a written test no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how much are you really going to retain from that?
Oh, I cheated on mine.
I didn't
take it in school.
Fun fact, I took my written test like 3 fucking times.
Dude, I still remember when to yield on the right side of people, or when you're on the right side.
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
No, right hand rule.
No, you yield to people left. On your right.
Yeah, I remember.
You
that.
Like you if someone yeah.
The right hand rule.
So he knows the right guy. He knows the rule somewhat.
The guy to the right goes first.
Yes. Yeah.
No, the rule is if you have a bigger car, you go first. And that's what I've been living by and why I buy bigger cars.
How many cars away are you supposed to stay away from the car in front of you when it's raining?
1 per 10,000 miles per hour.
Approximately 3.
Huh?
I don't know.
It's per 10 miles an hour. It's like
see,
one
like,
car
I don't remember
per
that
10
bullshit, but I've never crashed.
I think the common thing is 3.
I think that's for the highway in general. The
highway is 1 car length per 10 miles per
hour. Yeah, I don't know about the rain. And you can't park 50 feet within a stop sign.
I know it's 15 miles less in the rain you're supposed to drive.
You can't park in front of a fire hydrant.
25 feet, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think that's on the test. I think that's just law.
No, it's on the written test. I took it 3 times.
I know it's 20 feet from
the
stop
sign. I got like a 78, like 2 or 3 different times.
Take care of your cars, man. You're like dying.
Dude, worst part is you have to wait like over a month to take the test again.
This
shit took me forever.
This overlaps with my previous wing of
old people.
Old people needing to redo their driving test.
Oh, big facts. Oh, yeah. Wow. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, dude, driving is one of the leading causes of death. So
yeah, I also think it's just the old people thinking they have more priority or not priority. Privilege over the road, I guess. I don't know.
Blind as a bat. You just don't know what the fuck they're doing.
15 miles an hour under the speed limit because they're on a fucking Sunday drive and I'm late for work, motherfucker.
I think they physically shouldn't be driving. That's the issue.
Some
also true.
Not all old people, but
no,
once you
old,
hit a certain age.
Yeah, they're rough.
Your maintenance test needs to be every 10 years because cars are changing a lot.
I like that.
That makes sense. Nice. You
don't
is
take
it my
care
wing?
Of your electric car the same way you take care of your gas car.
They're all just turning into
you
computers.
Need brakes
everything's
and tires
a computer, dude.
More
sure?
Often.
Ooh. Everything's a computer.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You need to take care of your electric car. But less maintenance, more bigger items. You're beating the piss out of those tires with that fucking...
Stop doing that, Mark.
Nicholas Tesla.
Regenerative braking. You know about that?
No. What's that about?
Move on.
Ben Franklin. Right.
It's like when you go down in zombies.
Quick revive.
That's quick revive.
Regen.
Good perk.
Quit.
Get your wing out. No, you always go last. Get your wing out.
I never
get your wing out.
Even have a wing.
I know. And he yells at us for not having one.
I don't have one.
What the shit?
He screams. He makes me feel so bad.
All caps in the group chat.
I don't have a wing.
If you don't have a wing, I'm going to get my wet noodle out and hit you. I'm going to hit you with my wet noodle if you don't have a wing.
If you don't have a wing, I'm going to marry your sister and I'm going to stuff her with
I'm going to fill her with cheese. I'm going to make a cheese scarecrow out of your sister. It's going to be coming out of all her clothes.
That is disgusting.
Oh my God. Are you going to take that?
My wing is that cheese is just moldy milk.
That's not a wing. That's just a fact. That's just a fact.
What? You got a problem with that?
Yeah, dude.
What's the problem?
Weak ass wing.
You don't agree with me?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. All right,
Cam, go. You're new here. Right. Come on. Give us a wing.
I guess mine's not like too spicy, but like, I think the best out of the four main sports, I think the best one to watch live is hockey.
It's not really a wing.
So I said it's not too spicy.
Squeak to that.
I think that action's constantly happening. I also think it's one of the best to watch in the upper decks because you can get an aerial view. You can watch. You can see everything happening. The least amount of time stoppage across the four main sports. So stuff's constantly happening.
He's not too far. I wouldn't say I don't agree with him. Like, I mean,
I don't agree, but
I love a lit football game with a sick tailgate. A sick tailgate into a football game is
sick. Always a classic.
I like a Phillies game when the Phillies are doing well.
Is gonna be
going to a Phillies game or a baseball game when your team is losing and getting smoked kind of sucks.
Yo, was that another kitchen fire?
Yo, was that another quarter?
Yeah.
Yo, was that another quarter?
Oh no!
Can I have that?
Brother just lost his $300 quarter.
Oh no, dude!
The kitchen staff is fucking with him.
It's fucking gone, dude. Is that a golf ball? What are you doing?
I think the point you just made can be made across all sports, though.
What's that?
The higher... higher up, the more you can see.
I think it causes the most difference with hockey. Maybe basketball, too.
Nah, dude. The puck's the smallest, dude. The puck sometimes.
You can only get so far from the game in a hockey arena, you know? Like, in football, the stadium's so much bigger. Huge. And you can get real far away from
it. You're up there and, like...
I think my notes...
You're watching little ants run around.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Also, the rink is tiny.
You can't see the puck, dude.
I think at Wells Fargo, you can still see the puck, even if you're at, like, the 200 section.
I've been in the tallest section of...
It is little,
I've been on that ring that's above everything, dude. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy up there.
Yeah, but we were there for the Sixers game playoff against the Celtics. That was hype.
Yeah.
Just could see good.
Yeah. But that was because it was ball bigger. Freaking overtime game.
Ball bigger.
That was probably the best basketball game I've ever been to.
Yeah, same.
Ball bigger. Yeah. Dude, my wing?
That's
can
my
I get
point,
my wing?
Though. The puck's little, so it's hard
but
to
I think
see.
The players kind of keep that action engaged. Where they're, when they're on the puck, they're like fighting for it hard. So you can kind of keep track of the players and know where the puck's at.
Hockey's kind of hard to keep up with in general.
I don't think so.
The puck go fast.
It goes fast, but that's why it's exciting to watch in live.
See, I think that most... I will say hockey is the only sport that I prefer watching live over TV.
That's what he said.
No,
over TV. He meant
I think for baseball. I'd say baseball for that.
What, I could watch hockey on... baseball live?
Yeah.
Over on the TV? I guess that's true, too. Baseball and hockey, but football I'd rather watch on TV.
That's fair.
It's just there's better angles. You're closer to the action.
The replays are better. Like you get to
100%. Nothing beats the arrival Eagles game. I saw Eagles Giants game late in the season one year. Woo!
The crowd was awesome. Eagles Cowboys last year. Money.
Wow.
Rough game though.
Nice, dude.
They
won.
That was the only game. They won. They won. They lost the away game.
They won by inches.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Mark.
Dak stepped out,
dude. So, I was thinking about this. I've had this opinion for a while.
How long?
For a long time.
Can I get a time
frame? All the jobs I've had...
2000s.
Yeah. 2008? All the jobs that I've had to wake up early, right? And I'm not a morning person, I guess. But something that drives me nuts, it's like a tick whenever I hear it, is a formal greeting... from anyone in the morning at your job or when it's too fucking early. And it's not even like a don't talk to me before I've had my coffee or caffeine thing. I could be fully caffeinated. And if the first thing I hear from a person at work is, good morning, Christian, it's like, I don't like, just get right into what you have to tell me about work. I don't want a formal greeting. I don't know what it is, but it drives me fucking nuts. And there's only a few guys I work with, and I love them to death. But stop greeting me in the morning. Just start talking about work.
I disagree.
Yeah, what if they're just passing you by? Like,
don't say anything to me. I'm busy doing my job. You're busy. You're busy doing yours. Don't say a word to me, please.
As a common folk that supervises a few gentlemen, I think sometimes you're in a position where you kind of need to wake people up because they come in a daze.
I'm awake and I'm up.
You need to be like, hey, man, good morning. How was your dinner last night?
Don't even – oh, do not have a follow-up question for me, dude. I'm going to rip your head off.
That's a very interesting
take. I disagree,
yeah.
No, see, but like
not
I can
that
still –
I'm excited to see the people I work with, but I'm cool with them. And
I'm cool
like,
with the guys
hey,
I
man,
work with,
how you
too.
Doing? Like,
but like
– make a little jokey joke, jitty jid, Marty Ma, you know what I'm saying?
I'm fine with conversation. It's literally the formal good morning that drives me nuts. Like, if you want to go right into conversation, that's fine. It's so weird, dude.
That is a little strange.
It is. I know, but that's my wink.
Yeah, but what else do you expect them to say when you come in?
I don't know.
What's up?
Like, a sup is fine, dude. Don't drop a good morning. Like, I'm going to fuck this up.
Good morning.
Is it because you don't think they mean it?
Yeah, honestly, you're tapping in my head a little bit. I think so, dude. I think you went like a full therapist. I think you went full therapist on me, dude. I think that's what I mean.
All right, that's I like that.
It's
that
good morning. Like, yeah, because stop it.
They don't mean it. They're not actually saying, like, oh.
Oh, like, I hope you had a good morning. Yeah. Like, it's face up and start saying whatever you have to say. And I'll talk back, and that's fine.
I got this one help desk dude at my job. Every morning I come in, fist bumps me. What's up, Cam? Fist bump.
I don't know. That might be too much. I don't know. That's too much.
It's only, like, I have a, not a big company, but
I don't think it's that much.
Yeah,
I fist bump my guys when they come in. And I'm also there like a half hour before them.
I don't know. I just need like an hour or two of just like.
I got a couple guys that actually say like, hey, you didn't say hi this morning. What the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of guys I purposely don't say hi to. And it's not because I don't like them. It's because I'm just not speaking to anyone.
I think it builds a good workplace. I mean, if you have people like. I tell this to my
Have
job.
You ever thought your chemistry's off in the workplace?
Yeah. It sounds like a you problem.
Do you have HR training?
Like there's a good chance it is a me problem.
Possibly, I think so.
Does your work have an HR department? Do you feel safe at work?
Merk, welcome to our therapy session.
I mean, I'm not a morning person either. Don't get me wrong.
It's just the formal greeting. Like, there's a bunch of guys I talk to as soon as I get to work. But, like, these guys, we all just start talking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I hate? When people come in and brag about how long they've been up.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, hey, morning. They'll be like, it's not even morning for me anymore. I've been up since 3:30 working on myself.
I already didn't.
Shut the fuck up. I don't care about that. Yeah. Like, I've been up since 3:30. I had to drive to fucking Timbletuck 2 and back
Oklahoma.
To work. Yeah. I hate that.
I can agree
good
with that.
For you, dude.
That's where I'm like, I'm just saying good morning to you. And I just want a good morning back.
See,
I don't need your life story.
See, I'm the guy that's been up since that time, though. And I don't say it. I'm not saying anything. So, but by the time the guys come in around 6, 7, 8, I'm good. I'm fine now. Like, I've gotten my day started. I've gotten my work started for that day, you know?
Huh. Interesting. How many people are you with when you first get to work?
It's usually me and 1 to 2 other guys. The one guy that I work with, he's cool as shit, and I don't mind to talk to you in the morning. Then the rest of them start coming in, and they all start fucking.
They start harassing you?
Something like that. Mm. I just don't want to hear it, dude.
Workplace harassment?
Dude, they recently started finding out about the pod, so now they're all going to start roasting me about this shit, dude.
That's fine. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have to go face them eventually. I don't think they listen, but one has caught word about the pod, so.
Good.
He might.
Do you have, like, I know you have, and especially at Lowe's, you have, like, the people at work that it's weird to go like a day of not hearing like the most grotesque shit from them.
Just some out of pocket, wild shit. Like, it's always the old ladies.
I have a guy that I work with that I work at a desk where people check in with me. And then there's technicians for the cars behind me. Not like directly behind me, but the shop is right behind me. And I'll be checking in like this. No exaggeration, 85-year-old lady, and he'll come up behind me and whisper in my ear, yeah, I'd hit that, and then just walk away.
That's really funny.
And I have to hold it in and stay professional.
Oh, that's crazy.
But the Lowe's days?
There were some out of pocket
shit.
It was the old guys. Any old dudes and old ladies, they're out of pocket.
The squirrels, dude. Anyway.
Yeah, Merga, I think that's it's
and then
a
4-year-old Disney adults. They're the worst ones.
All right, Sean, give us your wing.
Oh, he gave us his wing. He said something about
Jesus just moldy with my old.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to need you to bank that one, work on it.
Yeah, workshop that.
Bring a better one next week.
We're going to table that for now. Workshop that a little bit and bring it back. In 3 weeks.
Hey, Merk, good morning.
Oh, fuck.
You know how's your day?
Cheese.
What?
What?
It's gonna be queso for you, buddy.
I love queso. Queso blanco.
Queso blanco.
Alright, we're done.
Come on, wings.
Wings are over. The wings are dry. Did you eat the flats or did you eat the drumsticks?
I ate the shit out of those flats.
I ordered boneless. But they were like crushed up bones.
I ordered just bones.
They're more like bone full.
I just wanted a plate of bones.
Quizzo!
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Get your phone out again.
Oh,
Daddy.
No!
You need to write your answers. All right,
I got to clutch up again.
Yeah, you do.
Dude, I don't want another shot.
Yeah, you do. Tell me when you're ready.
Give him a, he has to take a prairie fire this time.
Nah, dude, I did one this past weekend. With Sam.
Oh, no.
That shit sucked.
Did you like it?
No. The first time I ever had something like that, I threw up. It's rough.
Well, you're going to do it again. So.
All right, number one. Which country is known as the land of the rising sun? He just scoffed.
Well, which country?
I'll say it when we say the answer.
Not yet.
I know.
At the end.
I don't know this at
all. I'm too confident to not get that one.
Bubbles.
I don't know it.
Bubbles. Yeah, you do.
I don't know it at all. That was a guess.
Yeah, you do. Number two.
All right.
What is the tallest mountain in the world? Wow.
I don't know if I know the actual answer.
I don't know what that means.
There's two in my head.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're right.
There's two in my head, too, and
I don't know the same.
I feel like this one's so easy.
I think it's easy.
I hope.
Number three.
He throws curveballs at us sometimes. Dude.
I've heard.
Which famous scientist is known for his theory of evolution by natural selection?
Oh, shit.
Don't know this one. I'm never confident. I'm never confident, but I usually do pretty well. I do pretty well in these, but I never feel good about my answers in the beginning.
I'm feeling good about that one.
Number four. Which planet in our solar system has the most moons?
Still not confident.
I think that's an easy one.
Wow.
There's two in my head again.
Also two in my head, but I think it's the one. I always hear a lot about the moons.
It can only be one.
Number five. True. What is the tallest mammal in the world?
Tallest mammal?
Yes, sir.
Does like whales
that's
and stuff?
That's a true question. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Whales don't have legs. Can't be tall.
I'm writing it down. I'm locking that one in.
Long equals tall.
It's not the biggest. It's not the biggest.
I didn't say biggest.
He said tall. Look, does tall and long.
Okay. I said tall. I said tall, so I mean tall.
Fuck. I took all the most basic answers.
Yeah, this is a tricky week.
I took all the most basic answers.
I don't want to put it, but I'm going
to. I'm going to get smoked, dude. Fuck it. I'm getting smoked this week.
You're going to. All right, I'll change mine back.
You better lock it in 3 seconds.
All right, I'm in.
3, 2, 1. Number one.
Fast 3 seconds.
Which country is known as the land of the rising sun?
China.
Oh, that sounds right. Damn it. I said Australia.
I put Japan.
Nope.
It's Japan.
Damn.
No.
He's noping.
The flag, bro.
Isn't the fucking China's flag like a sprawled out one?
He's noping. He noped your ass. You got it right.
He noped everybody.
I thought it was Japan. I was like, nah, it's got to be China.
Nope your ass.
I actually wrote China first, and I thought about the flag. And I was like,
I thought the flag, isn't the Chinese flag like red and white, and it's got the fucking.
That's Japan.
No, the opposite. No, Japan's the
Japan's white with a red.
With
circle.
Red.
Yeah. Rising sun.
He's talking. I know what he's talking about. It's red and yellow with the thing.
Look it up later. Number two. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
It's way wrong.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
The answer you're looking for is Everest.
I also put Everest.
Same.
Good job.
I wrote Kilimanjaro and deleted it.
Oh, that would have been a good guess. Like,
my thought was Fiji, my second one.
This guy's stuck in Japan.
Is that in Japan?
Good song.
Mount Fiji.
Lost in Japan, sorry.
Fuji. All right, Bob's up. Two versus one.
Fuji. Yeah, Fuji's Japan.
1-1.
1-1, yep. Which famous scientist is known for his theory of evolution by natural selection?
Who do you want?
I want Merck.
All right, yeah.
I said Darwin.
I want Cam.
Charles Darwin.
Good job.
Knowledgeable.
I have to catch up.
Bob's still up by one. The other two are tied. Which planet in our solar system has the most moons?
Now, I wanted to write Saturn.
Is either that or Jupiter?
I put Neptune.
Neptune? I think Jupiter.
That might be right, dude. I said Jupiter.
What'd you say?
Jupiter.
It's Venus.
Oh.
Damn, all wrong.
Damn it, dude. This doesn't do anything for me.
This is the hitter right here.
What is the tallest? We all get it wrong, dude.
Well, I know Cam can't be because we put the same answer.
I think we did. I don't know.
I think we did.
What is the tallest mammal in the world?
Let's see what Merch says.
I said giraffe.
The blue whale.
I put the blue whale.
That's a giraffe.
Get fucked, losers!
Fuck.
Get fucked, Cam. You lost again, you shit ass.
Oh!
God, career performance out of me, dude.
Oh!
Shit. Give me that shit again.
Can I squirt it in your mouth again?
Yeah, you can squirt it in my mouth.
Where are you going?
Does not correlate to biggest.
Wait, you need a drink too.
Why?
We both got three.
All right, I'll drink Hobbs House.
Okay.
That was me hitting a sick.
Give this guy
a
prairie fire.
No, I don't want
it's a
fire.
Punishment.
I don't want prairie.
You lost.
Dude,
it's a punishment.
I'll fucking throw it at the wall. I clutched
up. Here you go.
I'm a fucking.
I want to refute the last question.
Why? I also want to refute it. I agree with the Bob.
It's too late. Drink.
Whales aren't tall.
I'll,
you.
I'll drink with you.
Dumbasses. Jesus.
You also got squirt. You got to.
I'm going to. Don't worry.
God damn, I want you to squirt my mouth.
Are you doing the hot sauce shot?
No, I am.
Oh, you're doing the hot sauce shot.
I
are you
like
doing
it.
Lemon? No. Are you doing lemon?
He's just literally just doing hot
Yo,
sauce.
Yo, it has a recipe for creamy lemon pie.
Ooh.
Is there hot sauce on it?
Do you like that, Bob?
Who's cream?
No.
Creamy lemon pie?
Is it your cream?
I don't know. No, it's three egg yolks.
I don't want it.
One can of sweetened condensed milk. Half
so
cup
cheese.
Of real lemon. Two or three drops of yellow food coloring.
If your cream isn't in it, I don't want it.
Baked 30 to 35 minutes.
All right, here.
It's not that long.
Oh, wait, let me.
I'm going to make that.
Yeah, give me that. Hold on.
Blue whale can be up to 100 feet long.
Long, not tall.
Now stand them up.
They don't have
tall.
Feet,
now he's
bro.
Pretty
they're
tall.
Now
they
he's
don't
tall
have
as fuck.
He's pretty
feet.
Fucking tall.
You're making things up.
Okay, you don't need to stand them up. Put them in the water like this. He'll be in the water looking. That's gruesome.
I waited a while for that lemon.
That's gruesome.
Getting squirted.
Whoa, that was so spicy. Holy Ooh. Shit.
I put that shit on
Have
everything.
I done that before?
Just hot so. Sauce? I don't think so.
Wow.
Wow.
Have you done a prairie fire before?
No, I'd probably like it, though.
Dude, I'm gonna fart. It's the worst.
Mark, you gotta get out of here.
You definitely just shit yourself.
No, it was a bubble. Bubble.
Oh, it was a brown bubble.
Say name that player. Say it.
I'm going to feel that in the morning.
Say that
name that player.
No, we're done.
What, dude? I hate that name that player's going.
I'll bring it back.
I was so good
I didn't
at
know it,
it
was such a
what
hot
is,
commodity.
What is name that player?
You know, you
name
dude.
That player. He gives us five questions like we just did.
They're not questions.
They're hints.
Okay.
And it starts with, like, what year he was born and where he was born, and then, like, Ooh, some sort of, like, accolade, and then it'll be, like, a college accolade. Or, like, when he got drafted. It'll be, like, when he got drafted.
Oh.
And then it'll be, like, an accolade he has. And then it'll be a silly little fact.
And then it'll be a thing that you usually know it by at the fifth question.
Yeah, it'll be, like, a defining
You have to go back in the catalog and see how good I am at it, dude. I get it on the birthday. I've got it off their birthday, like, three separate times. It's crazy.
Isaiah loses a lot.
Yeah, he's not very good.
Isaiah keeps getting smoked. That's another reason why he's so scared of me.
All right.
I love
you guys,
the lore.
You gotta catch up. Cam.
Sounds good.
You got the bill?
I got
the
Keep this beer warm for me, please.
Yeah, I'll. Is it not warm?
Keep that heated up.
Is it wasn't
warm
enough?
Well, keep it. No, it's cooling down now. I need it warmed up for later.
Yep.
It's cooling down? All right.
That's the ritual with somebody in the room. So,
yeah,
you got this one, and me, Merker, we're going to
end up. They'll get the next one.
I'll talk to you.
You guys
are leaving
me?
All right.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at pub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.